Well, Shane, the proverbial game of two halves.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever been as annoyed at half time in my life. They're two of the dirtiest, sloppiest, muckiest goals I've ever seen. Well, I suppose what was particularly great in my head is we kind of went out of our way to get prep right here. The club backed us to stay overnight in Galway last night. We left yesterday evening. We stayed overnight halfway up. We did everything right in the last 24 hours to get our performance right tonight. Absolutely atrocious, so it was. And I don't think I've ever been as irate at half time. And all you can do is demand a response. Demand a response from individuals who've not let me down, let themselves down. And you're asking them to step up. And thankfully they did. I think we probably done enough in the second half, obviously with the missed penalty in a couple of halves. I think we've probably done enough to win the game. So we have. So, yeah, it's kind of mixed feelings coming out of the place. I'm still trying to figure out in my own head, am I happy or am I not happy? I don't really know.
And what's your take on the league so far this season, the first division? I mean, how many teams do you think can be pushing for that promotion playoff?
I think it's very, very straightforward, to be honest with you. I think the top three are going to be Galway, Waterford and Bray in whatever order. I think Kerry, because it's their first year in the league, are struggling a little bit and will probably be down around the bottom. And that leaves six of us, and I think there's two positions for the other six. I think there's not in between any of the other six of us. I think on any given day, any one of the other six of us is capable of beating each other. And I think that's going to make for an absolutely fascinating league.
And what did you think of Harps? Obviously, you don't know most of those players, so it was kind of coming up to the unknown.
Yeah, well, look, obviously did a huge amount of research on Wyscout over the course of the last week, but it is, you are starting from a base level of zero, pretty much, in terms of the knowledge that you do have on them, which is rare in the league, where you're meeting the same players over and over and over. So it was a different task this week, trying to wrap my head around them. And then, you know, there's a couple of guys not involved. That young fellow come on, left back for you last week, I would have had him factored in to be starting. Yeah, it was very different task trying to get bits and bobs of info on people, but you still have the clips from the first few games of the season. But look, there's so many new bodies there that they were only ever going to continue to improve kind of week on week over the first few months, because they're going to start to gel and they're going to, and look, I would imagine, even though they'll be disappointed not to have got the win, I would think they would still be arguing that's probably their best performance of the season, and they'll probably continue to get better, I think.
And finally, good to see you at all the grounds. You know, the attendances this season, very healthy, also in the first division, 1,200 here tonight, which is a lot more than there would have been in many previous years in first division games against Cove. And you've been getting good support as well. That all augurs well for the future.
Yeah, it does. It does. It really is. Like, it's, you know, you're probably aware the first division has been long referred to as the graveyard. So it has, both because of attendances and I suppose the quality of every player that was there. And thankfully, both of those things have changed. I mean, look, you know, missed penalty, thrown into the bargain. You've seen what Jack Doherty can do tonight. I mean, to have a player of that standard in the first division is fantastic. And there's a good few players of that standard in the first division now, which you wouldn't have had those players in the first division in the past, I don't think. And that has led to the attendances, thankfully, been far, far higher than they've been before. I think our first two gates were 1,400 and 1,600, which is brilliant by our own standards. So yeah, look, I think I think there's been a big, big turn, and it's brilliant to see.
And just to give people an insight into what it's like travelling from one end of the country to another, you're getting onto the team bus now. So what time will you arrive home?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit luckier. I'm a leash man. I don't have to travel all the way back down to Cork. So the boys are on the bus. I'm into the car myself, and I'll drive back down. It's probably only about 4 hours for me, but the boys are probably looking at about 7 to 7.5 hours thereabouts before. And that's a group of fellas who left at 5 o'clock yesterday evening, all booked days off work today because they're pretty much all working. So look, you couldn't ask any more of them in that sense. Their commitment is fantastic. But as I say, just having done all the prep right, it's horrendous then to find yourself 2-0 down inside 12 minutes. It's infuriating. But look, all's well that reasonably ends well, I suppose.
And yourself and Dave Rogers had some nice, kind words to each other before the game. Have you seen him after it?
Yeah, look, Dave's a great guy. So he is absolutely a super fella, and you're always like having a chat with him, because he's I think he's like myself. You try and be kind of smiling and enthusiastic and things like that. So he's a great fella, and look, there's no doubt he's going to get things right between now and the end of the season too.